Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the vets at Treasure Veterinary Service in Hysham through their fall season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, we catch back up with Treasure Vet Dick Cunningham at the Abel Ranch in Custer. It feels like I was only just here.
Good morning. We meet again. Do you remember me?
A few days earlier, I'd been doing my darndest to keep up with Dick beelining to the Meredith Ranch, and he'd finally shaken me for good. Lost and sure I'd spotted his truck up by a ranch house, I turned up a long gravel drive. Straight away, I realized it wasn't Dick's truck, but by then the barking dog had roused the lady of the house, Cindy Abel. She knew Dick. In fact, he was due at her ranch in a couple of days, and she knew the Merediths, her neighbors. Off I went, and there was Dick waiting for me just over the next hill. That's the way it is in the dry grasslands of the Bull Mountains in the northeast corner of Yellowstone County. Here, extensive grazing operations like the Abels and the Merediths means that the few people who do live out here know and rely on each other. And many of them share the same vet, in this case, Dick.
There's about one family for every 250 cows out here at the most. On the average in this country, they usually figure they run about 20 cows per section per square mile. We only get about an annual rainfall normally of around a foot a year. And so it's short grass country, yeah.
This cold, bright, and unseasonably snowy morning, Dick is brand inspecting and health checking the Abel's Black Angus cattle for shipping out of state. Cindy and her husband Dave Abel are the third generation on this South Central Montana ranch, homesteaded in 1907. Their son Toby is the fourth.
We've been gathering and sorting on these for probably close to a month, getting them grouped up in the how we want them in pastures close to make it easier to gather today.
Why does it take so long?
There's kind of an old saying that the slower you work cattle, the faster it goes. And so if we just do a little bit at a time and take our time, and it's easier on the cattle and easier on us. And
as soon as Toby said that, I realized I'd seen him and the others days before in my pell-mell sprint to the neighbor's place. From that high dirt road, there it was, one of those postcard Montana views. Actual cowboys in actual cowboy hats and chaps, rounding up cattle on the rippling brown plains ringed with sandstone cliffs.
We all try and help each other. That's probably the biggest part of this lifestyle is working with your neighbors. And we just set it up to try and make it as easy as on the people and the cattle as we can.
But it's not easy at all. Not with the nearly 6 inches of snow that's turned the dirt road into gumbo. And not the appetizing kind.
The trucks couldn't pull some of the hills, so now we've got to haul them instead of being able to load them right on the truck and get them on their way. But we're used to those kind of obstacles, and we'll just make the best of it and go on.
The eight friends and neighbors have their horses tethered and their half dozen trailers ready to fill with steers. They'll ferry along the soupy slick road to the two semis parked in Custer. From there, they'll go on to a feedlot in Kansas to fatten for slaughter.
We're ready whenever you are.
Today, Cindy Abel's wearing two hats, warm ones. She's the cook for the group meal that, at this early and chilly hour, feels a long way away. It's lasagna, two salads, peas, and carrot cake. She's also in charge of keeping track of the steer's weight.
We want to get them weighed as soon as we can so they're not shrinking. If they're just standing there, they're losing weight.
Do you wake up on the day that you have to do this job and think like, oh, I hope it's this, or I hope it's that, or I'm worried about this, or I'm worried about that?
Well, we hope we make the weight, of course. Today was a worry because of the weather, but we got through it okay, and we'll be all right.
Well, at least the sun's shining.
Yes, it is. It's nice and it feels good.
Next week, Dick gets on with the brand inspecting and health checks, and the cattle get loaded on trailers to ship out of state.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.